Harold Ross, the longtime editor of the New Yorker magazine, used to say his magazine wasn't intended for the little old lady in Dubuque. Well, maybe, but the little old lady in Dubuque got a kick out of the New Yorker, and so did many of us who knew the New Yorker before we knew New York. There was always such an air of unattainable sophistication and enviable wit. Now, 80 covers from nearly 60 years of the New Yorker are officially works of fine art on elegant exhibition at the National Academy of Design in New York. And there to see them was an elegant New Yorker writer, Brendan Gill.
I'm among my old friends, and it is a sense of greeting that I get. What Melville calls the shock of recognition is very pleasant to me, and to be in the presence of old friends is a very agreeable. Some of them are ghosts, but I have the strongest sense that they are happy ghosts.
Really, the New Yorker artists we knew better and enjoyed more than Rembrandt or Goya or Gainsborough. Their signatures became friends: Peter Arnold, Saul Steinberg, Charles Adams. Actually, it's amazing how many we remember.
Somehow there is something in the diversity that cries out New Yorker. I can't put my finger on it because they're so different one from another.
John Dobkin, the museum director, likes to quote the late James Garrity, who picked the New Yorker covers for 34 years.
His definition of a New Yorker cover is, I like it. When I like it, I know that's a New Yorker cover.
The covers aren't always New York places. They are always New Yorker places. The New Yorker pays attention to the changing of the seasons. This exhibit starts with spring and works its way through the year. It also works its way through some of the best-known New Yorker artists. William Steig, Mary Petty, Charles Saxon, it's fall, and Charles Adams' Halloween goblins come by taxicab.
What makes a New Yorker cover? They're so different and so divergent, I find it hard to answer the question, what is and
Charles Saxon painted six of the covers in the show.
What I got from William Steig, another cover artist and one of the greatest, I think, and he said that it's like a Japanese moment of haiku. It's a moment fleetingly observed, a special moment, and it isn't very important. It's just that by suddenly seeing this thing, perhaps from the corner of your eye, it becomes something worth recording.
Someone asked painter Robert Krauss where New Yorker covers fit in the spectrum of the arts.
I hate to call it a minor art, but I think in a way it's more like a popular song than a symphony. It's a Cole Porter tune, which, you know, is praise enough. It is not Beethoven, but it's certainly very important, and it's refreshing and delightful.
In February, Charles Adams' lighthouse keeper finds a valentine. One New Yorker cover, the first one, is repeated each year on the anniversary of the first issue. We tip our hat today to Eustace Tilley and Company.